happened in 2019. You know, they said we cannot change the past, but the past can change us. So, whatever happens, you know, it's all in the past. And I hope all of us will learn something from whatever happens, whatever happened to us those months. And it's hard to imagine how quick time is, right? So, well, time is relentless, I told you earlier. Okay, let's, I got two parts of sermon, actually. We're going to deal with the first part this morning, and then we'll have the second one next week. Okay, let me read to you the book of Acts. Nice book to always read. If you're reading, if you are planning to get a reading, you know, starting January 1st, 2020, I recommend you the book of Acts. It's a historical book. And it's nice to understand. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year,
all right. Okay, I'm reading chapter 20, starting from 17 to the 24. Okay, if you have your Bible with you, you can read the following me. It says, from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. When they arrived, he said to them, you know how I lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came into the province of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears and in the midst of severe testing. Wow, you use the word severe testing. By the plots of my Jewish opponents, you know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know what in every city the Holy Spirit wants me, that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying the good news of God's grace. That's Apostle Paul. Just like him, he's in a race. As Christians, we are in a similar situation. We are running a race for God in this world. A race that one day will come to an end. Sorry to tell you guys, maybe you don't know, last few days ago, I lost a true mentor of mine, Brother Erasto Sulit. I don't know, maybe Sister Norma know him, but he was one of the professors in Manila Bible Seminary, one of my teachers in hermeneutics and gospels. We call him Prof. Sulit. Maybe you know him by name, or maybe you have a personal encounter with him. He died a few days ago. He was 80 plus. In fact, his oldest son, Dan Sulit, was my classmate. And he was my one of my mentors. Actually, two people passed away that came in contact with my life that had tremendous impact in my life. The other one is Brother Mario Maldopana, a brother of Mother Mel Maldopana. He also died. He was from another part of the Philippines. They passed away in the last couple of days. And, you know, Brother Sulit was a beautiful person. He was admired by a lot of people. And his commitment to Christ was, I never questioned. He was a professor in the seminary, and I have beautiful experiences with him. And without those people that, you know, God made the encounter in my life, I would never be here. And because those people were part of my life, even in a few years, you know, they impacted my life bigger than I could imagine. And I thank God because of them, you know. Because of them, I won't be the person I am here right now. I'm not saying I'm not a perfect person, but truly it shaped me, my attitude, my commitment, my love for God. And these are the people that I will never forget. And he was truly a good man. And they were truly a good man. And today we're studying about a person also who was just like Prof. Sulit, just like Brother Mar Maldupana, we call him Mar. They were in a race, and this race will come in an end one day. And Brother Sulit's race was done in a few days ago, and Brother Mario's race was done a few days after that. And every one of us, you know, is in a race, in a walk. Maybe it's a walk, maybe it's a run, maybe it's a marathon, but we are. And we are to testify. We are God's representative on this earth. In fact, the Bible says we are the light of the world. The Bible says we are the salt of the earth. And the Bible says we are the letters being read by the world. Could be a big letter, bold letters that people, you know, that people read and people see every day in our life. But mind you, we are in a race. You know, just like Paul's goal in life was to finish the race, the task of testifying, being Christ's witness to the world. The Apostle Paul began his race after having an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that, right? He was stricken by blindness because he was to go to Antioch to persecute Christians, kill them, wipe them out of the face of the earth. He was so determined to finish them. He was so set to finish these believers that, you know, that they would be eliminated, so that, you know, the term Jesus Christ stuck. He was so determined to do that, but Christ struck him and blinded him. And then he realized that God has something for him bigger than what he's thinking of. And God has also bigger things for us. It might not be big for what we see, but God has bigger plans for everybody. I know that. Because God has called you to be testified, to testify and to be a witness of his grace to a lot of people that we encounter in our life. Okay? He talked about his passion, Apostle Paul, and desire to finish the race. The race that took him to many different places. Many times it wasn't an easy race for him to run. And a lot of times it's dangerous. That race is. So he was in a race. But let us look at the race we got right now. Alright? And Paul is our example this morning. The Christian race is not easy. It can be hard and frustrating at times, sad at times, lonely at times. At times we feel by ourselves. Paul's race was filled with danger, filled with persecution, filled with danger, imprisonment, and sleepless nights. He was tempted many times to stop running. The Jews wanted to kill him and stop him, but he continued in spite of the trials he had to endure. So Christian race, Christian walk is not easy. It's not a walk in the park. Right? It's not a book. A lot of discouragement a lot of times. A lot of sleepless nights.
a lot of heartaches sometimes, a lot of pain that nobody can see. It's only us to endure, right? Pain that sometimes is so overwhelming. I know that. I know, because God said, following Him is not easy. It's not an easy road. Paul was a testify, a witness with that. You know, getting the crown of glory is not an easy walk for anybody. Especially believers. It's not an easy walk. It's not easy. We will be discouraged. People will tell us stuff. A lot of imprisonment Apostle Paul experienced. Then you can read all the book of Acts. That's why I'm telling you, I recommend you to start reading the book of Acts. You will appreciate the Christians, the early Christians. You know, the history of the church is there. You know, how they started, how they finished, how they continue preaching the word of God. And Apostle Paul's race is not an easy race. A race might also include hardships, rejection, discouragement. You know, it might come outside, and it may come inside. You know, our own family at times. People that we love at times. Remember Job, right? Your wife's supposed to be the best person who will encourage you. But what happened to Job? Job's wife said, forget about God. Don't follow Him. He's not giving you something that it's worthwhile. Stop listening to Him. That's the wife's statement, according to, you know, what the Bible said. His own wife. Could you imagine that? His own wife. And maybe some of us will experience the same thing. Some of our family members will say, oh, that is not worthwhile. Mom, it's not worthwhile. Stop. We're not doing anything. No. And it's hard. It's not easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. We will encounter a lot of discouragement, pain, hardship. That's a Christian race. But Paul never give up. You know? And we might be tempted to stop for Jesus. Destruction might kick in. And we stop. Number one, to finish the race, one must need determination. Determined. Paul was determined to finish his race. No matter what would come in his way, he made the choice. I am going to Jerusalem. That's what he said. I'm going to Jerusalem even though difficult times are waiting for me. I don't care, he said, about what might happen to me as long as I finish the race. His race of testifying to the gospel of Christ. That's what he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Right? He was ready to be bound and die, he said. Remember Agabus? He was, you will be killed, you will be tied and imprisoned. Don't go to Jerusalem. A lot of people were discouraging him. Don't. A lot of the elders of the Ephesian church were crying and trying to stop him not to go to Jerusalem because they knew for sure when he stepped in Jerusalem, people will imprison and, you know, will hurt him. But Paul said, I'm not only ready to be bound, but to die in honor of the gospel of Christ. That's what happened. That's what he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is Him. You know, a person could say that word. He's really determined. He was focused to follow, continue the race, no matter what is on the road. He was determined to finish through his race. And that should be our, you know, our attitude. I live for this. This is what I live for. This is my goal, and this is my passion. His life was a testimony. His actions speaks louder than what he's spoken for. You know how I live the whole time as I was with you, he said. He served with humility and tears. He never stopped preaching and teaching the message of Christ despite the opposition. Despite the negative things that he was bombarded about, he said, I serve with humility and tears. This race took four to different places and different situations. You know, we have different situations. Sometimes our situation is, not the way we want it to. Because a lot of times we want an easy way, right? We want everything in proper alignment. We work hard for it. I know that, you know. But a lot of times we work hard, we do things right, you know, we follow all through, we have the list. Oh, this is what we do, A, B, C, D. You know, I have to talk to these people, And then come the thing. Everything that you work hard for it doesn't fall through. The person that you relied with gave up or turned away. Does it mean we have to stop preaching the word of God? I don't think so. No matter how far it is, Paul continued doing the race. Whatever his situation is, he went to Ephesus, he went to Colossae, he went to Philippi, he went to Antioch, he went to Jerusalem. Today, maybe we are running a race in Staten Island. Right? But maybe who knows? Who knows? What will happen? Tomorrow you might be in a different place. I started my race, I started my walk back in the Philippines. I never could imagine in my dreams that I will be here, standing up here. Never in my wildest dreams that I will have Rachel as my daughter. I never could thought that I will meet you over here. I never would imagine I would meet Brother Joe in this place. Not in my wildest dreams. It's different plans. He knows better than me. You know? I could have gone to Lower Manhattan and, you know, because that's a good place to be. You know, or in Midtown, where there are tall buildings in there. People look up to you sometimes. But God placed me here. God placed us here. God put us here in a small place like this. He's planning for something, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We just have to be determined to follow through. I know this is not a good situation. It's not a comfortable place. It's cool. But God has plans. plans for you. He has plans for me. He has plans for His gospel to be preached in this part of Staten Island. Because if not, He would have not gathered us here. He won't. He won't call you and call me to be here. I don't think He will do that. But He did. For whatever reason, He did. And He has plans. You just have to follow through and believe that He is the sovereign God that has better plans for us. Different situation. You know, different situation. But sometimes it's a big question mark. God, why? Why did you bring me here? Why, God? Because God has plans. God is sovereign. He knows better than we are. Wherever our life takes us, we must run with determination and perseverance. The race marked out for us. Continue serving God. You know? And you know what? This race worth finishing. It has bigger reward. A reward we have nothing to compare with the riches of this world. This prize is eternal. It doesn't collect dust. It will never wear out. Right? Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. When I read this verse, it's really an amazing verse. Now there is in store for me, a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but to all who have longed for His appearing. So it's not only for Apostle Paul, for all of us. Crown of righteousness. Not for only for Paul, but for everybody who will finish the race. Continue serving Him. There's a, I don't know you heard this story about a marathon runner named Abdul Basir Wasiki. He ran in a marathon race in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, 1996. He said, I represent my, he was from Afghanistan. He finished 111 of the race. And you know what's the 111? The last one who finished the race. He was the 111th runner. Entered and he was the 111th who finished the race. In fact, he was the last one. Everybody was, a lot of them went home already, collected their prizes, and still running. Still running. And this is what he said. I represent my country to the world to see Afghanistan is living. It has not died yet. You see that? So we are walking, running for Christ. Right? Have to continue the race because it's worth finishing. And he also said that my country just didn't send me here to run a race. They sent me to finish it. Huh? Wow. He runs slower than anyone else. Sometimes he jogged, walked, he finished last, but he finished. We must finish our race even when at times we might not have the strength to run as fast as others do. But the important thing is that you finish the race. No matter how slow you are what pace you are walking or running. We have to continue serving God. Sometimes we see the world or the only one running. We don't see people around us. Compared to, but mind you, my brothers, we have to continue. No matter how slow pace we are, we have to continue serving God in our life. And 2019 is done almost. And we have a brighter future. They said, no matter how tainted the past, the future is unblemished. Got a good year ahead of us. I'm telling you, 2020. They had a good year ahead of us. I like to think, you know, Brother Dante and I were talking about earlier. We have to plan. We have to, you know, do more telling people around our community about Christ. And don't stop. Just tell them, no matter what their response is. They don't want it, well, what can we do? So just tell them that Christ died for them. That's it. That's our only job. Continuous testifying to the world that Christ, through His mercy, died for everybody. That's it. God doesn't, people doesn't respond. That's God's issues and problem. We just have to continue the race, testifying God's grace to every people that we encounter with. We have to run the race and continue serving Him. Again, we are all in the race of testifying the gospel of Jesus. To represent the world, Him in this world, the race is marked out for us, and we must finish it. It's going to require us to have determination, the passion, just like Paul showed. We must keep the faith in spite of trials and pain that we might endure in the cause of the name of Christ. At the end of our lives, we could say, like Apostle Paul did, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I kept the faith. There in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who are waiting for His return. Right? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we raise our voices as a community of God. Thank you so much for many blessings that came to us, and you keep pouring in our lives, oh God. Thank you so much. And a lot of times, oh God, we take those things for granted. I pray that through the Holy Spirit, oh God, you will open our hearts, and we're so grateful. And open our hearts, oh God, so we can see the plan for you, the plan that you have for us, oh God. May we have the passion and the determination and faith and belief, oh God, that all these things that we encounter in our life be a blessing, not only to us, but people around us, oh God. May we continue testifying to the world that we are saints, that we are believers of Christ, telling them that God loves them because He died for them. And help us through our plans through the years, oh God, especially the year ahead of us, oh God. I know we encounter more difficulties, trials, and tribulation, testing of our faith. Lord, oh Lord, please help us. Give us strength, oh God, and give us faith. I know for sure it won't be easy, oh God. It won't be easy. A lot of pain. But you know you have endured pain more Now we could imagine, oh God. And I know for sure, oh God, we will go through this. That's why we ask for your guidance and your help us, oh God. And we humbly follow you, oh God. Build us with humility, oh God, and surrender of our lives, oh God. Use us, oh God, in a mighty way, oh God. Thank you so much for the opportunity of life, oh God. Thank you for the people that you keeping in our lives, oh God, people that we encounter, that sometimes it's just a casual encounter, but these people you made us encounter in life are people that made us true, oh God, in our life, especially our Christian brothers and sisters, oh God. Thank you so much for them. May you bless their family, Brother Rastasuli's family, Brother Mario family, oh God. Thank you so much for them. For they are your ministers of the gospel. They're carrying through and telling them, and they'll be telling people about you, God. Thank you so much. Bless this church, oh God. Bless the people that you're using for us to continue preaching the word of God in this part of the Staten Island, oh God. Thank you so much. In this name I pray. Amen. We have a song of invitation.